Mariah Carey's bodyguard might have put hands on a reporter or not. TRL's making a comeback, and Beyonce got a new documentary. Stay tuned.
You are tuned into Black Hollywood Live. Reality check.
Brushed my hair, went downstairs, favorite jeans on my rear, and I looked up in my mirror, and I said, who's that there, who's that there?
What up, y'all? Welcome to Black Hollywood Live's Reality Check. It's your boy, DJ Jesse J. Unfortunately, Ashley Gray could not make it in the goddamn motherfucking traffic. But that's fine, because I woke motherfucking Tony Moore up to come on down in studio.
What's up, everybody? It's me, Tony Moore.
Hey,
drug up out of his house.
Have we never done a show together?
We've never done a show together. Yeah. So you welcome.
Thanks, bub.
You welcome.
Appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.
That's Lee Kelly. I don't know. Lee Kel, 47, Attitude.
Check oh, from out. Insecure. Oh, I love that show.
It's a good one.
I'm so glad I got really HBO now.
I know. I pirate things, but that's fine. We ain't got to talk about my legal situation.
So black.
All right.
So black.
Yes, welcome to Black Hollywood Live. All right, so I don't
what's
know if you've been paying attention to like this whole trans situation with the military and whatnot, mm-hmm. and Donald Trump, right? Mm-hmm. But we ain't gonna talk about that. You can check that over at Black Hollywood Lives this week for the important stuff. So what we're gonna talk about is Lil Duval, who I'm like still trying to figure out
who that is.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just this name that just pops out. Like, it's like in the blogs, just put his thing. I'm like, what?
I'm going to be honest. I mean, I think I heard the name once or twice in my life.
See, I wanted to have Alexa be my third co-host, but they wouldn't let me bring Alexa in here. So I'm going to ask it. Google, who is Lil Duval?
I don't know.
Yep. Well, I fuck with that Alexa or someone didn't pay the Amazon Prime because she wasn't giving me no answers outside.
No.
Okay, Lil Duval. He is an American comedian.
Oh,
he looked like Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, no, not Chuck E. Cheese.
And the last thing he was in was Meet the Blacks. Okay, and he just is on Twitter.
Meet the Blacks?
Dragging people. Yeah. Wasn't that the one with Lil Bow Wow in it? I mean, he like always plays like the random guy that comes out from someplace. He's like, hey! Like, he like wanted to be a Kevin Hart, but it never worked out.
I see. Okay.
In his favor.
He's a series regular on MTV2's Guy Code and Hip Hop Squares.
Anybody on Guy Code, like, that's not a thing. Is it still a thing?
Oh, he was a finalist on BET's comedy competition Coming to the Stage.
Cool. So anyways, he came...
Hated it.
He came out to have this whole commentary about trans women and actually called... I don't want to repeat what he called them. Basically confused men. Mm-hmm. And people got really upset with him because he was saying that, like, hey, if you're a trans woman and you don't tell a man that you used to be a man and he beats you up for it, like, that ain't his fault. Like, you out here. Like, you're lying.
Well, I read what had happened on The Breakfast Club, right? And he ain't say put hands on. He said straight up kill.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he did.
I mean, we're not going to sugarcoat it. It's out there.
Murder.
We heard what he said.
In the blood.
Here's the thing, though. You're wrong. And The Breakfast Club, y'all wrong. Because
they were siding with him?
Well, they had just had Janet Mock on there to promote her book. And literally, then this guy comes in, and no one's like...
No one learned anything from the Janet Mock interview. And that's the problem, Lil Duval, is because the only reason a man would want to kill a trans woman is because he is not educated and doesn't know what the fuck he's doing with his insecurities.
Right.
That's where we're coming from.
You have to understand that it's up to the person. Because for trans people, it's already... very nerve-wracking to reveal that side of you.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think it's important for if you are a trans person to eventually tell someone when that you're dating that, yes, I am trans. When that timeline is up to you.
Mm-hmm.
But the straight male who is in that situation, you do one of two things. You say, you know what, you my boo, and we gonna work through this together. Or you say, you know what, I'm sorry,
it's just
not for me. and you leave it at that.
Like,
you
we don't need an American crime story.
No,
like,
we don't need all that. So at the end of the day, he was wrong for what he said, and he should not have said that. And everyone at the Breakfast Club should have checked him when he said that. And don't try to play it off later on like, oh, I was just joking. Y'all know I'm a comedian. Wrong.
No, there are, you said kill.
Yeah, yeah. So what if someone killed you because you were black?
Sip on that. All right. Speaking of may have or may not have, so Mariah Carey's bodyguard. So Mariah was doing a concert in San Diego. The shade in just this one sentence, though. So Mariah Carey was doing a concert in San Diego, and apparently backstage, you know, there are...
Allegedly,
there are a lot of reporters and, you know, people who pay money to take pictures with her or whatever. Mm-hmm. So there's this man by the name of James Pablo, and he claims that he had a press pass, and he was there. He said, I had a press pass, and I was there to interview the show's opener.
Who opened the show?
Mariah Carey.
Shade.
I know, it was just
shade
like
one.
I was like, okay, go ahead,
shade
James,
one.
That's cute. That was a cute little one right there. The
can you imagine? I suddenly imagine this 5'2" like white guy with Coke bottle glasses from
name?
Like
no James Pablo. He's probably like I just imagine the carpets. His hair's probably like slicked.
Yes,
Coke bottle glasses.
Yes.
Like
with his little press pass and like, hi, hey. I'm here to interview the let me see
show
here.
Opener.
She's opening the show.
Maria Carey.
Maria Carey. Maria Carey. Is she here?
And a Lionel.
Lionel Richie.
Reich. Yep. Richie.
That's what I'm here for. News reporter. Press pass.
L.A. No shade, sorry.
Shade, but no shade.
That was shade.
Teen, but no tea.
My bad. And so... apparently, he asked for a selfie, and she allegedly agreed to the selfie, which I have always heard that Mariah is cool with selfies.
Yeah.
And apparently, when he started walking towards her, the bodyguard was like, nah, bitch, and, like, pushed him a little bit harder than he should have. And now everyone's going back and forth saying that, you know, Mariah's team attacked this man, and he was legit supposed to be back there. So this is still allegedly, so it hasn't come out if the man had a pass or not. But I'm just saying, if he was backstage, like, why are we attacking people? Like, unless he was crazy, you know what I'm saying? But I'm not feeling like there were no other people saying that he was, like, a crazy man running towards Mariah Carey.
See, here's the thing. I feel like a lot of times... these bodyguards can be team too much.
Mm-hmm. Oh, brother, at a club in Hollywood, like, it's just like, what kind of power do you think you have?
None.
Captain America, sit down.
Right. I will tell you this story. When I used to host at a nightclub in West Hollywood, we had Lady Gaga come one night. And she came in and sat down, and I was the host of the show. So I was trying to get to the stage. And the bodyguard was like, meh, meh. And I was like, but I got the mic, and he was like, oh. And I was like, on the mic, like, girl, I almost couldn't get to my own show. And she was like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. And not that he pushed me, because that would have been a whole other thing. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of like, know what situation you're getting into. Know that everybody ain't trying to be threatening to them. And stop being extra.
Right, like, you know what I'm saying?
Don't put no paws on nobody.
So, James, hopefully you had your credit. Your press pass or whatever the case may be, but the show opener, I loved it. All right, so I had a really bad week with car situation. Like,
oh no, you know what? I'm gonna give up one of my prayer requests for you.
Thank you.
You're
because
welcome.
Because here's what had happened.
Okay.
So I had forgotten that I changed my license plates over to California. So usually once a year to get my shit renewed, like the shit comes automatically out because I've been set in Massachusetts with my insurance company, whatever. But this year, I forgot to set all that up. So I was driving around with an unregistered car, right? And apparently they towed my car. I had paid over $1,200 in tickets. And it took me 2 days to get my car out because I had a whole nother situation going on. But, like, the thing about it is this. LA, y'all be out here scamming.
Pause. Let me ask you a question. You didn't get no notice that said, you know, like a few months ago, like, hey, you know
oh, time all for these you... tickets? No.
No, not tickets, but like, hey, your car registration is about to come up.
No, because my mailing address had just changed. It was just my due diligence, whatever the case may be. But also, my problem is I have this issue of paying parking tickets. Because, you know, once you get a parking ticket, you'd be like, oh, girl, bye. You know what I mean? You just kind of toss it out. And then it never comes back. And then LA also does this thing with sometimes in Santa Monica, they won't even give you a fucking ticket. And it's like, oh, okay, like, where am I supposed to know that? So oh, things, I'm just always, whatever.
Things so, I'm going to need you to do.
Well, bitch, so the point is Jesse Janity is doing great in life right now because he's all caught up. But who isn't is Miss Karen King, because apparently she was allegedly arrested because, so she has been, has this pending identity theft fraud situation going on.
Like, she stole somebody's identity? How you gonna steal somebody else's identity and don't people know you?
You aren't like, this isn't like fucking Born Identity. You aren't walking around like, hi, I'm fucking Jack the Ripper. Like, she's doing credit card shit online and like stuff like that. I don't know if she is. I'm just saying that's how people do the whole identity theft.
She don't Love and Hip Hop, right? That's KK?
Yeah, Love and Hip Hop, Atlanta. So allegedly she's, you know, might have had this identity theft been going on, but she's in court for it. And when one of the prosecutors brought up and that she hasn't been making no car payments for the past several months, they were like, well, girl, you in a pending situation right now, so we gonna put a warrant on you, and apparently arrested her right then and there.
Oh, and, no. Well, at least she can go...
pay visit. That right... Yeah, pay it right on out.
No, she can go visit her son, Scrappy.
If they in the same one.
Say hey.
Hey. All right, so Masika and Hazel, do you be watching Love and Hip Hop? I gave up on it.
Love and Hip Hop Hollywood?
Yeah. Like with Hazel Lee and
Masika. I'm going to start watching this season. I missed one episode. I'm gonna give it a whirl. Okay. I'm gonna give it a whirl.
Let me know how that works out. Okay, so apparently like Masika and Hazel Lee hate each other. Like it's just been this ongoing thing. And Hazel Lee put out these prostitution papers like saying that Masika like was basically an escort, and it was like a receipt for Masika's services, and Masika saying that that was a fraud Photoshop copy and that she's not out here like that, and all these bitches are mad because basically her team has everything set up and she has a plan for her life, and these bitches are just out here revealing themselves and looking like clowns and monkeys on television with no actual goals.
What does a escort receipt look like?
I didn't think escorts had receipts, because like, the point is I fuck you so that you don't tell anybody and there's no trace of it.
Can you imagine going to like the Bunny Ranch, right? And once services have been rendered, you go up to the counter and it's like, okay, so did you have the blowjob, the missionary position, and the, what is this here?
We added a little slapping to
that. Yeah, there was slapping to that. Also, toys and lube and condoms. Your total comes out to $1,345.96.
Did you want the fecal special?
No. Let me take that back.
Got you. Yeah. Now, is that one hand or two?
Two.
Okay. Got you, girl.
Like, who was punching in them numbers? Who was punching in those numbers like that?
$29,000. Okay. And welcome for... you get a special for the summer.
Things like, they tried.
I'm just sitting here like, Hazel, you really sat on a Photoshop making up a receipt?
Hazel, realize that Love and Hip Hop check ain't gonna come in strong like it used to. So have several. Well, or go talk to Milan. What? Ask him how
they
that,
dating?
No. Oh. Just ask him how his Love and Hip Hop ordeal turned out.
Well, honey, he's running around doing fine, apparently. He quit. But he said bye.
But he's still gathering receipts over...
Love and Hip Hop stuff? Oh, over the boy, right?
Yeah.
Because he just put a song out, like Revenge, and it's like, does this boy still acknowledge you at this point? Because I ain't heard that man's, a lick of that man's name. Ain't seen a picture, ain't seen nothing.
Nope. Mm-mm. Over it.
So then Drea Michelle steps in on Instagram. It's like, ladies, you're letting this show ruin you and rip you guys apart and yada, 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 yada. And I'm just like, Drea, like, stop. Oprah, sit.
Why does everybody text people and be like, y'all need to stop?
If it's real shit, like, what do you, but because you don't care enough.
Right.
So you just being messy on here like, oh, the Shade Room will comment. I'll look like a good person giving back to charity, helping these bitches.
No.
No. No one cares.
No.
No one cares.
No.
Honestly, there was just no other story, so I just had to put this down. TRL is making a revival in the fall. Do we care?
Yes.
Okay, I would want to care. And the problem is that I'm just so irritated with MTV for taking it off in the first place, and now they said they're bringing it back to try to revive network ratings. Well, when your network's called Music Television.
I was telling this to someone else. I miss those days of music videos and rushing home to see the premiere. Because a lot of times you hear a song on the radio and now you just hear it.
And you never know when the video is out. Or
you don't put the visual to it. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden you're like rabbit hole deep in YouTube and you're like, oh, they got a music video for this? Mm-hmm. And people are still... And it's not like half-ass music videos. Like, people are still putting in production work into these videos that no one is really paying attention to.
Mm-hmm. If it ain't popping up on latest release on YouTube, I ain't checking for it. So, except, that's why you guys gotta watch Black Hollywood Live's The Beat, because we be playing all the videos. I'll find them for you.
You better.
So, TRL, hey, I could use the job with your five hosts that you got. They're gonna use DC Young Fly and Chicago's radio host Eric Zachary.
Do they even make music videos anymore?
They do. We just had a whole discussion that music videos are on
the YouTube
right now.
And then you
right
watched
now.
My fucking show, The Beat.
I was listening, and I understand. But like other than YouTube, how do people see music videos?
That's it.
That's it.
Although I think VH1 does something.
Where?
Bright and early in the morning, like 5 a.m. to like 8.
Remember pop-up video?
I used to love pop-up video because you used to get the little tidbits about how the video was filmed.
He gonna be the host. Eric Zachary. He's interesting.
Okay,
he looked like a Halloween mask.
All right. Well, good for him.
He got a
job.
Congratulations.
Well, somebody
to both
call me
because they're looking for three more hosts. So me and Tony are available. And you know what? Throw in Ashley and we'll give y'all a motherfucking show.
No, don't throw in Ashley. She gonna be stuck in traffic.
Okay. So Beyonce coming out with a Formation tour documentary.
Yay!
So there's a little rivalry here because it's a bidding war between HBO and Netflix. But Netflix, y'all, I heard, was $20 billion in debt right now.
Yeah. Girl, go ahead and put that on. Keep your stuff with HBO.
Stay with the Rihanna and Netflix. You already probably invested too much money into the Rihanna situation. So you got Rihanna. Let HBO have Beyonce because they did the other one. With
they
Beyonce
did Lemonade.
Too, so just
and they did... Life's a dream.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, here's my thing is like, well, why don't you just have the balls to release it on Tidal? Right. So it's going to be the Formation Tour, and apparently she's going to address these marriage rumors in it, which she probably won't. She'll have like a sentence of her being like, you know, it's just a difficult time that people go through. And like,
I'm still trying to, let me tell you. Life is already hard and dating and love is already hard. And we look at people like Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt and we look at Beyonce and Jay-Z as hope. And if messing around...
I don't look at Beyonce and Jay-Z and Angelina... First of all, you used Angelina and Brad as hope. Ain't they broken up?
That's what I'm saying. We used to have hope in them and now we don't because
Honey, I have
Jay-Z
hope
and...
in Jesus Christ. Okay. I'm kidding. Go ahead. I'm not kidding.
His name was Jesus.
Not mine.
Get out.
Bro, go to church. Wait, go ahead.
No, that's it. Mm-hmm. We just don't have hope and love anymore. Everybody dipping out on everybody, no matter who you are.
Can't even be a Blac Chyna and Rob Kardashian. Speaking of that, Rob Kardashian is the biggest he's ever been. At over 300 pounds.
That man is depressed.
And what's crazy is his mom's cutting him off. Like, she's like, I'm done until you start seeking professional help.
I think he does. I think there is more that's happening that maybe even they don't realize. Maybe even Rob hasn't realized. There's a reason why someone has gotten to that point. And then
it was before the Blac Chyna thing, so we can't even throw it on that. That's probably not the cherry he needed for his Sunday, but
yeah, I just think that there could be something where he's also watching everyone around him be successful. And then it's like, what does he have besides being the brother of Kim, Khloe, Kourtney, Kylie?
But that's a void he has to fill because he can be Rob Kardashian. Rob Kardashian is fine.
He is. However,
was fine. Rob Kardashian was. But I'm just saying like...
He still is, even at 300.
Okay. I mean, Blac Chyna tried to get him to go down. But at the end of the day, I mean... Yeah, Rob Kardashian ain't fine anymore. But he can be. And I just feel like
See,
we were trying to put too much on him.
But see, that's how y'all think. They like, oh, everybody like, oh, he was fine. Listen, if you think about it, you know what he was before and you know what he is now. And you know that he can get back to that. So in either way.
But he has a lot of issues right now.
And he does.
And you can't put that on a person to have to deal with those issues. He needs to deal with those issues because these issues were before Blac Chyna. These issues were after little Adrian from the 3LW cheetah girl thing.
Yeah. Maybe that was the start of it.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm thinking, because the downfall.
And again, even look at that. She's off and happily married and has a second wind in her career. The Kardashians, minus him, they're all doing stuff.
Rob, a relationship ain't going to make you happy. You got to fill your void first, and then you will be a full half, and you will find your other full half, and y'all will be a motherfucking cookie. A
half together.
Okay, Entenmann's cake.
It's so weird. I just want to, if I feel like I've ever met him, I would just be like, can I just give you a hug?
Oh my God, I would just be like, can I give you advice? Boy, sign up with fucking Herbalife, Jenny Craig, something. Make some coin off of your situation right now. Like, look what Blac Chyna did.
You better do hydroxycut or something.
Okay, you know what I'm saying? Like, get on the Herbalife train. I'm telling you, because it changed my life, Rob, and I feel like it'll change yours, and it'll make you happy too. You know what I mean? When you get out of that depressed state because you're changing the chemicals in your body.
Mm-hmm.
All right, speaking of chemicals in your body, Tia Marie's booty been leaking, apparently. So in an interview with Jasmine Brand, she came out to say that... you know, she got some surgery on her body,
mm-hmm.
and that she it wasn't prosthetic, but it was actual fat leaking out of her booty. And a co-executive producer on the show came out to say that this happens a lot with the girls, and that when girls would sometimes come to set and sit on the couches back in the back of the set, like, there would be booty leak stains from the surgeries. And
y'all stop getting stuff done to your bodies. Everybody leaking. Everybody's leaking.
I'm just trying to envision that.
Don't. It is a mess. And I ain't got nothing else
sorry
to say about
Tierra.
It.
We all saying bye to Miss Heather Dubrow on the OC Housewives. I loved her. She was cute.
Well, a lot of people decide, you know,
it's not best time for them.
Yeah.
So later, girl.
Bye, girl.
Do you watch Famously Single at all?
I've seen some episodes, yeah.
So Ronnie just had the sit down. They were talking about Sammy and all that kind of ish. And now he's not with Malika, which makes me feel like you still have feelings for... But it's just like kind of like we were talking about. So here's what I think the tea is. I feel like he really never wanted to be in a relationship with Sammy. Mm-hmm. He wanted to avoid... He's one of those guys that goes from like relationship to relationship to relationship. But he was on TV, and because it was like... Because when you think of the Jersey Shore, Pauly D had a career after... The Situation had a career after... all of them did, except for Ronnie and Sammy, because we always looked at them as a package.
Right.
And when they weren't together on the show, I remember being like, well, fuck both of them. Like, I don't care about Sammy, and fuck you, Ronnie. Like, so I feel like they had to be this entity. And he didn't know how to fill a void in his life. Mm-hmm. So that's why, like, now when they broke up, because apparently they broke up at the top of the year, now you're on a national TV show. As soon as you go on the TV show, you situation yourself. You get in a little situation with Malika. So he's just somebody who tries to fill this void with a person. Uh-huh. And then it's like, now you're off the show and you break up with Malika. I don't know. Ronnie, I feel like, again, you probably need to...
Find yourself.
You and Rob Kardashian.
Y'all could do it together.
That should be a show. There you go. Let's get that show together.
Find yourself with
Rob Kardashian.
Somebody. You know some what I mean? Famous doctor.
Where's Ayanna?
Right, yeah. Where's her?
And get these little boys together. And then we get The Bachelorette, which Rachel, she got Peter, Eric, and Brian. Do you watch The Bachelorette?
I only get the updates from Wendy, and she's on hiatus.
Oh, you should get the updates from Ashley Gray's Twitter account, because I will give Ashley a good Monday checking Ashley's Twitter. Ashley be going in on these boys. All right, so apparently, though, the runner-up this season, which this is such a, like... PR plug, but apparently the runner-up this season was one of the hardest decisions that a bachelorette has had to make. It was one of the most emotional decisions, and it was more emotional than the actual ceremony. I'm feeling like it's obviously either Peter or Brian, because I don't think Eric is like a real thing. But I feel like Peter's going to be the emotional. I feel like she's going to end up choosing Brian, and I'm going to be disappointed. And that's where I stand in life.
Well, I'll stand there with you and just Be an onlooker.
So speaking of onlooking, let's finish it out because, so I know you are friends with Miss Abby Lee, dance queen or whatever.
I'm familiar.
Mm-hmm. So what's tea? What's going on with her? I haven't been catching up, but I know she went in the clinker.
Uh-huh.
And Wendy, I heard Wendy said that apparently where she going, it's real cute. Like they getting nice little meals. Like she get like steak or something like that. Like,
I don't know about that. I only know what I've read, and what I read is that... allegedly she is cleaning toilets, which is what everyone does when they first go there, for the first few months. And then she may end up on like kitchen duty, cause that's how you earn money. I think after a certain amount of time, people can start sending you like money and stuff so that you can buy stuff out of like the jail store.
Mm-hmm. So wait, she gets out at the end of the year, right?
It's a year and a day.
Oh yeah. That's
right. Yeah. And I heard that she's just trying to like keep to herself, because oddly enough, the new season of Dance Moms comes out tomorrow. So, I mean, I just hope nobody is in jail inviting Abby to come and have a viewing party of the new season of
Dance Moms. I mean, I'm sure that's probably what happens. And like,
did you watch the jail special?
No.
That she, yeah, there's a 2-hour special before she went in, just about like how she felt and what she was going through, and she had talked to a prison expert about like what life is like in jail.
She was scared, huh?
Yeah. I mean, I personally don't think. I feel bad for her because of her situation and everything like that, and I don't think jail is a great place for her, but I hope that while she's there, she just takes a breather. I think she needs that.
Time to be the best you ever, girl.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we want to thank y'all for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up at BHL Online across all social media platforms. The hashtag BHL Reality Check. Leave your comments down below and subscribe to us on iTunes at a Black Hollywood Live Reality Check. Rate us 5 stars. The rest don't work. And if you guys leave us a comment, you know what I mean? We might show you some love next week and give you a little shout out. You guys can hit me up at DJ Jesse J. Tonisha.
And you can find me on all the social media platforms at Lounging with Tony or my website, loungingwithtony.com.
Thank you for joining me, sir.
Well, thank you.
Appreciate
and you can find
you.
Ashley Gray in traffic.
Okay. Bye.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Redefine.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.